everybody. Welcome back to 10 Minute Monday. Happy Monday if you're listening on a Monday, and happy whatever day of the week it is if you're listening on any other day but Monday. That was a wordy entrance to this podcast episode. I'm really looking forward to this one. We are talking about how I detach from my business in a healthy way and how I bring more money into my business by doing this. Detachment is the most fucking annoying thing that people always talk about, right? In order to make more money and to get the sale, you have to detach. And it's almost as annoying or equally as annoying as when you're worried about something and someone says, "Don't worry about it." And then you're like, "Well, thanks, Sharon. If I didn't have to worry about it, I wouldn't. Or if I knew how to instantly stop worrying about it, I would stop." But it's not always that simple, right? And it's the same thing with detachment. Sometimes we think, "Oh my gosh, why am I so keen on this particular sale? Why am I putting so much pressure on this particular sales conversation? Why am I so anxious after that sales call? Why am I so worried when I have to wait for someone if they're going to say yes or no, or if they're going to sign the contract?" And this all comes down to being able to detach. Detachment is a game of mindset, and it is a practice. So whenever I talk about detachment, I love to relate it to a dating scenario, because there is no better place to practice detachment in a healthy way, again, than dating. Because if you rock up on a first date and you expect every first date to go amazingly well, or this person has to check off every single criteria on your checklist, or this person has to be your next potential partner, think about the energy that you're rocking up with on that date. That is a fuck ton of pressure, and it's not the most attractive, because energy is as big in dating as it is in sales, and people can sense energy as well. So if you're on the end of a sales call with someone, they are going to be able to feel if you are putting a bit of pressure on that. Versus if you rocked up to that sales call and you were relaxed and you're yourself and you're not putting any pressure on that person to say yes to you, or you're not anxious about whether you're going to fuck up the sales call — I'm feeling very sweary today, aren't I? — or whether you are going to land that sale or not, if you rock up with that energy, it's all automatically more attractive to people. People are automatically going to feel more relaxed in your presence. People are, even if it's not a phone conversation or a Zoom conversation, even if it's a DM sales conversation, if you are more playful and you're more casual with how you approach people that have reached out to you and are interested in your services, if you're having fun with it, then they're also going to sense that, and it immediately puts them at ease. And this is why I always recommend not being afraid to be playful and cheeky with sales and have fun with it. So for example, if you had a poll, a sales poll up on your stories, and someone's voted on your story saying, "Yep, I'm interested in this program," instead of reaching out to them being like, "Hi, Sarah, I saw you voted on my poll about insert the name program. What questions do you have?" Which is, by the way, a totally fine message to send, and I have done that in the past. But something that is a little bit more fun to say would be like, "Are my eyes deceiving me, Sarah? Or did I see you just vote on the poll about my ex insert the name program?" Include a little gif in there. Don't be afraid to have fun with sales, and don't be afraid to be a bit fun in your conversations. This builds rapport. This immediately puts the other person at ease. Energy is really, really important when it comes to selling, and that confidence is important. And when you are at ease, you're automatically more yourself and you're automatically more confident. Again, this is not something that might happen overnight for you. It is a practice, but the more you practice it, the better you are at detaching. The second thing I want to talk about is stop making everything mean something about you or your business. That person on the other end of that sales conversation is not the answer to your business's problems or your cash flow problems. That person on the other end of that sales conversation isn't going to alleviate your money stress. So we need to stop putting the pressure on them and worrying about what they're going to say, because we can't control it. And I had a guest come on the podcast recently, and the episode's going to be coming out in a little while from now, who said something really fantastic: control the controllables. which means that you need to be in control of yourself, your emotions, the energy that you're showing up with into that sales conversation with, and what you're doing in order to drive sales in your business. You cannot control if they say yes to you. You cannot control if they need time to think about it. You cannot control anything that has anything to do with their decision making. Of course, there are things you can do to increase your chances of making the sale. But when it comes to people needing time to think about it, or when it comes to people needing more time sign a contract or an invoice, for example, I know that some people start freaking out. They're like, I've sent the contract and invoice and it's been 2 days and they haven't done it. Okay, guys, you need to trust that this person is either just busy, distracted, and they're going to do it. If it has been a few days and you're a little concerned, just reach out to them and say, hey, just checking in on when you're going to get that invoice done so we can get cracking. I'm really excited to work with you. Again, that is a fun energy to be in. It's kind of casual. You're not saying, hi, just a friendly reminder that you haven't paid your invoice. You know, like there are ways to say things that have an air of ease around it. The next thing I will say, and this is something that I've had to do many times in my business, is when I feel like I'm getting really enmeshed in my business, when I feel like maybe I've been frustrated or I've had a bit of an unlucky cycle of, you know, some people reaching out and ghosting or needing time to think about it. And sometimes it feels like when it rains, it pours, right? We all experience it. And when that happens, you start to feel resentful, frustrated, annoyed. Again, not exactly where you want to be when you're selling, not exactly where you want to be when you are speaking to potential clients. And it's important when you start to feel like this, and you can usually start to feel it coming on, is to step away. That means for however long you need, whether it be an afternoon, flight mode on, go for a walk, go to the cinema, switch off from your business. You need to recalibrate. You've gotten too enmeshed and too attached to outcomes. You need to bring that focus back to yourself. And it sounds really, really trite and really cliche to say, but rest is really productive and rest is essential in recalibrating your energy, making yourself actually enjoy your business again. And obviously, it minimizes the chances of burnout and frustration and all of those negative things that we want to avoid. So taking breaks before you feel like you're about to be tipped over the edge, and when you start to feel that attachment coming on, as soon as you start to feel that anxiety or that worry, that means it's time to stop scrolling Instagram, time to stop trying to do some work, step away from the computer and get outside and do something you enjoy. Go watch a movie, go read a book, anything. You can feel that those feelings come on, step away, and this will alleviate the chances of you becoming burnt out and start having that and stop having that desperate energy, for lack of a better word. I hope this has helped you. Let me know, reach out to me on the DMs on Instagram, and let me know how this episode resonated with you. I will see you all on Wednesday, and Wednesday's episode is with the fabulous Lindsay Grace, and we are going to be talking about how to change your money story to hit your next income goal. So it's kind of related to this episode, actually. I have loved filming this one for you guys. Again, reach out to me on Instagram, let me know how you enjoyed it, and I will see you all on Wednesday. Bye!